his bride's brother, and, what went further, 100 ducats and a year's rent on a house. For a time, the new husband worked in Pisa at the textile trade, but soon moved to Florence, where he set up as a musician and came to the attention of Giovanni de Bardi, a man of the world who had fought the Turks and returned to Florence to patronize the arts. Bardi became a true friend and reliable patron. He sent Vincenzo to Venice to study with the top musical theorist of the time, Giuseppe Zarlino. That was in the 1560s. Vincenzo also spent time in Rome collecting madrigals. He returned to Pisa or Florence and Giulia often enough to father 6 or 7 children, 3 of whom played parts in Galileo's life: his younger sisters Virginia and Livia, and his younger brother Michelangelo. During the early 1570s, Vincenzo lived in Florence, building up his reputation as a theorist in Bardi's circle, which called itself the Camerata, after the small room in which it met, and devising an attack on the polyphony and tuning he had learned from Zarlino. Vincenzo was addicted to his music. He played the lute whenever and wherever possible. Walking in town, riding a horse, standing at the window, lying in bed.